Track 10. Now to our Norfolk Books section. Happy 300th Palace of Paintings, the Norfolk mansion where even the ceilings are works of art.
Magnificent Houghton Hall is celebrating its 300th anniversary. It was built by Britain's first and longest-serving Prime Minister, Sir Robert Walpole, as a treasure house for the greatest art collection of its time. Born in Norfolk, the fifth of 19 children, Walpole became the first Lord of the Treasury, de facto Prime Minister, and fantastically wealthy as he amassed powerful political positions. Much of that wealth went on the creation of Houghton Hall, on the family estate between Fakenham and King's Lynn. The best architects, craftsmen, and interior designers of the day helped construct a palace for artworks, including paintings by Rubens, Rembrandt, Van Dyck, and Velasquez. One was William Kent, whose magnificent decorative scheme included seven ceiling paintings full of Roman and Greek mythology based on ancient artworks he had studied during tours of Italy. Two generations later, the paintings were gone, sold to the Empress Catherine the Great of Russia to pay enormous debts. Today they are in the Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, but temporarily returned to Norfolk in 2013 for the remarkable Houghton Revised exhibition. One man who saw Houghton Revised was John Laycock, who has loved art history all his life. His interest in the ceiling paintings developed when he helped during the exhibition, and he has just published the first major study of them as part of the hall's 300th anniversary celebrations. Designed as frames for the great works of art which hung below them, one is unusually full of root vegetables, with turnips particularly prominent, in honour of Sir Robert's father, who grew turnips on the Houghton estate. John's favourite painting flatters the political prowess of Sir Robert. He discovered that Kent had signed Minerva, helping Sir Robert Walpole put down sedition, which shows the goddess of wisdom advising the Prime Minister. "I suspect it was because it was the painting he was most pleased with," said John. "Its iconography makes a powerful statement about Sir Robert's political skill in keeping the nation at peace." The composition also slots into the stateroom's sequence of deities, its palette continuing to echo antique frescoes from Rome. Symbols of prudence, justice, statecraft and fame. A mirror and snake, sword and scales, lion's head and winged horse further flatter the politician. Kent was responsible for Houghton's overall interior design schemes, bringing together furniture, antique sculptures and tapestries, as well as the richly painted ceilings. Although much of the great art collection is gone, the Marquess of Cholmondeley, owner of Houghton Hall, said the rest of the scheme is remarkably intact and even retains the original velvet wall hangings and seat covers, the colours almost as fresh as the day they were installed. From the slightly muted, earthy colour scheme to the style of the clouds, Laycock said Kent was influenced by ancient Roman art. He also created lavish interiors at nearby Raynham Hall and Kensington Palace in London. The production of the book was organised by Tim Smith, Managing Director of Williams Refrigeration at King's Lynn and CEO of the AFE Group, who also took supplementary photographs. Proceeds will be used to support arts ventures in Norfolk. William Kent's ceiling paintings at Houghton Hall by John Laycock is published by the Houghton Hall Arts Foundation.
When Sheringham fisherman Lewis Emery needed a new crabbing boat, he could not find anyone to build it. So he made one himself. It was the start of a boat-building dynasty which lasted a century. The Emery family passed their skills from father to son, building Sheringham crab boats and the town's famous 1894 Henry Ramey Upchur lifeboat. It is still on show in Sheringham's Fisherman's Heritage Centre. Fishermen from Yorkshire to Kent set out to sea in Emery boats, and one was shipped to the Falklands to ferry shepherds between islands. Now the story of the Emery family, from its boat-building launch by Lewis Buffalo Emery in 1850 to the final crab boat made by his grandson Reginald and great-grandson Harold in 1957 has been told in a book by modern-day family members, brothers Jonathan and Malcolm Emery and their cousin Michael. Harold continued repairing boats until 1981. Malcolm was originally a fisherman, working out of Sheringham and Lowestoft, before a dramatic career change to become a professional clown and children's entertainer. Jonathan worked as a theatre manager and a projectionist, and Michael was a builder. The family wanted to write their boat-building history for 40 years, and finally began "I Wanted a Boat, So I Built One" in 2020. It is published by Poppyland on September 1st.